Welcome to Torati Mecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter Nun Zion 57 in Sefer Tehillim. Perek Nun Zion is the first in a series of three Perkei Tehillim, three chapters of Tehillim, that begin with the words, Al Tashchet, do not destroy. The first one that we are discussing today takes place in a cave in Ein Gedi. David and his men were hidden deep in the recesses of this cave, and Shaul with his 3,000 men were actually looking desperately all over the mountainside for David. Shaul entered the cave in order to relieve himself, not realizing that David and his men were actually in the very same cave. The second Al Tashchet discusses a situation where the entire camp of Shaul fell into a very, very deep slumber from God and allowed the possibility of David and his men completely destroying all of them. Again, Al Tashchet is the introduction. Do not destroy. And finally, the third of the series discusses when David's house was surrounded by Shaul's men and David was in danger of being killed. His wife, Michal, actually helped him to escape. Al Tashchet, do not destroy my neshama. Now, it's interesting that in the first case, it seems that David is not really the one who is in danger. It's Shaul who actually wandered into a trap. In the second case, again, it is Shaul who is at danger. And in the third situation, it seems that indeed it's David's life that is threatened. And yet each of them starts with Al Tashchet, do not destroy. So we see that David is actually concerned with two different things as demonstrated by these situations. He is concerned that he not destroy, that he not kill, and he is concerned, of course, for his own life, that he not be killed. This finds its expression in the opening words, Chaneni Elokim Chaneni. We see Chaneni used twice. Chaneni, says Rashi, Shelo Aharog, that I do not kill. Chaneni, Shelo a hareg, that I should not be killed. So what is uppermost in David's mind is indeed that he not kill others. Chaneni shelo aharog, that I should not kill. Golda Meir once said famously that when peace comes, we will perhaps in time be able to forgive the Arabs for killing our sons, but it will be harder for us to forgive them for having forced us to kill their sons. So to become a murderer is very detrimental to a person's neshama. This is the Jewish preoccupation with peace. In the end, we know David was not permitted to build the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem said, Dam larov shafachta. It was the spilling of non-Jewish blood precluded David HaMelech from building the Beis HaMikdash, a house that symbolized peace. This double plea for Chen in the eyes of God, that he remain untainted and worthy by restraining himself from killing, and the second Chaneni, the entreaty that he find favor in the eyes of Shaul and that he, David, not be killed by his hand, is something that David merited in his lifetime. The reason he merited this chen is because, as he says in the pasuk, ki becha chasaya nafshi uvitzel kenafecha echase ad ya'abar havos. I take refuge in you, Hashem, and I shelter in the shadow of your wings, ad ya'abar havos, until danger passes. The danger is the very impulse that David has to kill Shaul, and the opportunity that presented itself. The words Uvitzel Kinafecha Echaseh is reminiscent of words that Boaz spoke to Rus. Rus, who had just merited Boaz's attention, said to him, Madua matzasi chein, how have I found favor, chein, in your eyes? And Boaz answered her. He told her that he had heard of her tremendous kindness, that which she had done to her mother-in-law. And he says, Vata'azvi avich v'imech v'eretz moladetech v'telchi el am asher lo yadat t'mol shelshom. Much like David later on would wander, he would leave his parents' home, he would leave them behind, and he would wander like a fugitive, like a refugee. So too, Rus, his ancestress, had first left her home. And Boaz says further, Yishalem Hashem pa'aleich asher bat lachasot tachas kenafav, that you came to shelter under the wing of God. Now, surely the legacy of Rus allowed David to seek and find refuge in God and in God alone. But you know, David wasn't satisfied to let others do his dirty work. He truly wanted Shaul to remain alive. He didn't want Shaul killed at all for his sake. And that's why he goes on to say, Ekra lelokim elyon la'el gomer alai. The Alshech has a fascinating and unique interpretation of these words. He says that David is saying, I call upon Elohim, the Midas Hadin, to betake itself heavenward, Elyon, remove itself from Sheol and go far away to the heavenly spheres. And rather, let the Midas HaChesed decree my fate, la'el gomer alai. In Pasuk Dalet, David pleads, Yishlach mishamayim v'yoshi'eni cheref sho'afi sela, Yishlach Elokim chasto v'amito. He pleads to be spared the shame and merit instead God's chesed and God's emes. That God's word be authenticated and that he will merit the kingship. And then suddenly, sharply, we return to the here and now, in Pasuk Hey. Nafshi besoch levaim eshkava lohatim, b'nei adam shineihem chanis v'chitzim ulshanam cherev chada. It's as if he's jerked back into the present and he realizes that he's in a terrible situation. Yes, there is a history of people who pursue him. The people of Ziph, the people of Ke'ilah, Doeg, and of course Shaul, they are like lions ready to tear him apart and pierce him with their tongues, with Lashon Hara. But yet it's his own men right there in the cave who also pose a terrible threat to David, because they are the ones who are urging him to kill Shaul, and they are the ones who might tear him limb for refusing to do what they think is his God-sent opportunity. David therefore says, Ruma al hashamayim elokim, al kol ha'aretz kvodecha. He asks Hashem to exalt himself from the heavens and let his glory, his kavod, shine upon the entire earth. It's like rather than taking a little flashlight and shining it on one little corner of humanity, he wants Hashem's rays to encompass the entire earth, and everyone should see and everyone should understand David's predicament and God's greatness. And then he goes on again, vacillating between the greater picture and the immediate present danger. Reshes hechinu lefamai, kafaf nafshi, karu lefanai shicha, naflu besocha sela. They prepared a net for my feet to ensnare me. They dug a pit, but they fell into it. And so here David finally moves on to exaltation. Nachon libi Elokim, nachon libi Ashira v'azamera. David emerges victorious and he feels confident that his heart was vindicated. He withstood the temptation to kill Shaul. Instead, he cut off but a corner of his garment, and he trusted his heart to tell him what his course of action would be, and his heart told him, Al tashches, do not destroy. And therefore, David can say now, Nachon libi, my heart was right, God. It steered me in the correct path, and that is why I will sing and I will chant an exaltation because I have been vindicated in this way. And in fact, after this incident, Shaul said to David, I know, hine yadati, ki maloch timloch. Shaul's heart also told him what was correct. He remembered the prophecy of Shmuel, and he knew that his friend who was greater than him, indeed David, would be king. V'kama biyadcha mamleches Yisrael. I know that the kingdom of Israel will be established through your hand. And therefore I ask you, va'ata yishavali b'Hashem, swear to me, im tachris es zari acharai, do not destroy my seed after me. Al tashches. And David swears he will not. Vayishava David l'Shaul. This capital ends with very famous words. Ura kivodi, ura hanevel v'chinar, a'ira shachar. Every night at midnight, David would awaken to the sound of his harp being played by the wind, and he would lament and he would sing praises to Hashem. And he would awaken the dawn, a'ira shachar. He had been up since midnight, and he was the one to awaken and greet the dawn. Odcha ba'amim Hashem, azamercha ba'le'umim. David is not content merely to praise Hashem personally, but he spreads Hashem's fame amongst all of the Jewish people. Ki gadol ad shamayim chastecha, ba'ad shechakim amitecha. Hashem's chesed comes from Shamayim to the earth, and from the earth we raise up our praise to God in the heavens. Ruma al Shamayim Elokim, al kol ha'aretz kvodecha. Exalt yourself over the heavens, Hashem. Let your glory be all over this earth. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.